I think it means the recognition, to me personally, it means the recognition of perhaps most of my lifetime's work, which has been dedicated to this area. To the country, I think it's important too. Many of my colleagues here within the WASH community and within the government have told me that it means a lot to Zimbabwe as well to be recognised for the work that we have done in this country to actually push the state of the art forward.
What made you come up with these water and sanitation technologies in Zimbabwe?
Well, that's an interesting one because I came here basically as a biologist to the research laboratory in Harare. I was very much influenced by a man called Dr. Dyson Blair, who was, when I met him, he had already retired. He had been a former Secretary for Health in the very early days, in the federal days. And he spoke to me about the needs of that time. And that was in 1972, 1973, many, many years ago. And at that time, he had retired. But he used to come to the Blair Laboratory as an unpaid technician, if you like. And he sat next to me and said, you know, we see that you're an experimenter and you're good with your hands and so on. Why don't you try and investigate improving water supplies and sanitation and hygiene in this country? To which I answered that I'm not really qualified to do that, but he said, just do it, you know, try your best. And that's why I really started to work in a discipline that I'd actually not been trained in at all.
The bush pumps and Blair toilets that you introduced in Zimbabwe are mainly used by rural people. They cost some money to build, which most rural people do not have at the moment. How then do they become easily accessible to these rural communities?
That's right. Well, of course, in the 80s and the 90s, the country was newly independent, and the donor community was very generous. And at that time, huge numbers of families, hundreds of thousands of families, in fact, benefited from the very substantial material assistance that they received from the donor communities through the Ministry of Health. That period of maybe what you might call donor generosity has now passed on. And although the Blair toilet is still recognized as the lead technology within the government circles to be promoted, and it's still built as it was at schools, the multi-compartment one is built at schools. The standard Blair latrine is also built as well in programs to accommodate the new approach and the new type of economy that is promoted by the donor community. I've had to devise a new concept whereby one starts simple and upgrades the toilet system step by step so that one can start in a simple and economical way, and over time one can develop that into a full Blair toilet.